Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Current Issues, the radio show. We come into you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. And today, actually, we do have an interesting person who will be speaking with us, Oktar Babona. He is a medical doctor from Turkey, and he represents the Adnan Oktar, the organization. Of course, we have talked to Adnan Oktar many, many times. Dr. Babona, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure and honor for me.
Thank you. We're glad to have you. Let's tell our audience who Dr. Oktar Babona is. And I mean, you are a medical doctor, but what got you involved in politics?
Well, I'm a medical doctor, brain surgeon, and my education has been in New York, San Francisco, UC Berkeley, and New York University. And I've been with Mr. Adnan Oktar since about 20 years, actually. And I think this is very important and urgent because there is a lot of corruption going on in the world. And there has to be done an intellectual struggle, which has been doing Mr. Adnan Oktar since 30 years, against atheistic philosophies, which is the cause of the corruption. And he has been doing this with scientific evidences, scientifically and intellectually, and has been very successful. He has 300 books translated to more than 75 languages, and 100 million or so people are visiting his website. He has more than 800 websites. And he
more than 800 websites?
That's true, yes. And he has 300 books.
Goodness, you need a whole army to maintain those websites.
Well, he has a group of people, actually, a couple of hundred people, which are from business, some lawyers, some academicians, doctors.
Okay. Now, Dr. Babona, recently you visited Israel to talk about some of the issues, I guess, about the Turkish ship and the nine martyrs that Israel killed. Tell us about, you went there representing Mr. Adnan Oktar. Why is your organization going to Israel to negotiate what with the Israelis?
Well, between two nations, there is no problem, Mr. Adnan Oktar says. And in fact, we love Jews, we love Christians, and we love Muslims. And this has been in the history this way. For example, Ottoman Empire has brought Jews from Spain, and they lived in the Ottoman Empire for many centuries with Muslims and Christians all together, with happy, with peace, security, and justice. So there is no reason for tension. And Mr. Adnan Oktar is very determined to relieve this tension, which has been going on between Israel and Turkey since this flotilla incident, actually. Mm-hmm. But this is wrong, definitely wrong, because there is no problem. And in fact, the love Jews, and they have the right to live in Israel. So have Muslims and Christians have the right to live in the same area with peace and tolerance to each other, mutual understanding, and freedom of worship, of course. So we don't think Jews should be squeezed in Israel. Mr. Adnan Oktar says we should take the walls off, no checkpoints, and they should be able to live wherever they would like to.
Let's talk about your visit to Israel. Who did you see there? Who did you meet?
We met there on behalf of Mr. Adnan Oktar, Nisim Zaev, who is one of the founders of the Shas Party, and Mr. Rivlin, who is the Speaker of the Parliament, and Minister of Internal Affairs, Mr. Eli Yishai, and also Chief Rabbi Amar, and also Nazim Badar, who is Deputy Secretary General of Likud Party, and Mr. Zaev Elkin, the Likud faction chairman, actually.
Okay.
And many other parliaments.
What did you talk about?
Well, we want to immediately relieve this tension. And there are two solutions to that, Mr. Adnan Oktar thinks. Immediate relief and a long-term solution. Immediate relief is that we invited the Speaker of the Parliament and the Mr. Minister and Mr. Zaev and Chief Rabbi Amar to Turkey. And Mr. Adnan Oktar wants to organize a conference, press conference in Turkey, which would generate a very good public demand, actually, in Turkey to bring peace to the Middle East, immediately release this tension. Of course, this is our opinion, but if they do apologize from the Turkish nation, that would be very good. And also they can pay for some recompensation. But this is not a precondition. But if they do that, that will increase the prestige of Israel all over the world, increase their actually image better, and will increase the love of the people to Israel. It will not be humiliating for Israel. The solution to these problems is Turkish Islamic Union. and it will eradicate all these problems from the up to the bottom. And immediately, Turkish Islamic Union, which will include Israel, Armenia, and Russia, will provide their security also, and everybody will be able to live in peace and security and justice.
Dr. Babona, we're going to have to take a quick break, and we will be right back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Current Issues, the radio show. We come into you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're talking to Dr. Oktar Babona, and he is, we were talking to him from Turkey, from Istanbul, Turkey, and we are trying to actually understand their visit to Israel and speaking to some of the representatives there. And they're trying to actually, I guess, undo the tension that is going on between Turkey and Israel. And we want to see if they were successful. So tell me, Doctor, how did the Israelis respond to your visit?
Okay, the Chief Rabbi, Mr. Amar, is willing to come to Turkey, and also Minister of Internal Affairs, Mr. Eli Yishai, is also willing to come to Turkey. And that will have a large impact to relieve this tension, because they are showing up here, and it will show entire nation that there is no problem between Israeli politicians or between two nations. And this will provide an immediate relief. However, this is not a long-term solution. The long-term solution, Mr. Adnan Oktar says, is the Turkish Islamic Union.
Tell me about it. What is it?
Yeah, Turkish Islamic Union is the unity of the Muslim countries with the Turkic states and Turkey. And Turkey will be, as a national leader, will lead that, and which will embrace Israel, Armenia, and Russia. And so it will embrace Christians, Jews, and Muslims all together. So it will guarantee the security of Israel also, independent states that, with borders, however, no passports or visas, and everybody will be able to live it happily wherever they would like to.
We're coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, and we're speaking with Mr. Oktar Babona, who is a medical doctor and representing the, representing Mr. Adnan Oktar, who very much we've talked, actually I've interviewed Mr. Adnan Oktar many times, and we talked about this idea of the Turkish Islamic Union.
Turkey will be the natural leader of the Turkish Islamic Union, because it has a large history as from the time of the Ottoman Empire. And they respect Turkey as a natural leader. As you see, Mr. Erdogan goes whenever to Muslim country, there is a huge interest. This is because they see Turkey as a natural leader. Turkey will serve Turkish Islamic Union. It is not a superiority, like an elderly brother.
Oh, well, and then you say an Islamic. Now, do you think the Jews are going to come into an Islamic Union?
Absolutely.
Why?
This will be because the unity between three divine religions is based on the Quran, and this is nothing against the Torah and Bible also. The unity is very normal. The separation is very abnormal. Well, this is the end times, and the signs of the end times are given in the Islam, in Christianity, and Judaism, and the evidence shows us the signs which have all came being fulfilled, that the religious morality will prevail, and there will be Turkish Islamic Union, and with the Mahdi of Islam, which is the same person of the King Moshiach of Judaism, the same person, and there is going to be return of Jesus, peace be upon him, and the religious morality will prevail the entire world, not only the Middle East. And this is the destiny of God. In 10 years, mostly 10 years, you are here, we are here. We will see this is going to happening.
So this is going to happen in 10 years?
Mostly 10 years. And we have the evidences of this. For example...
And so the Mahdi is coming and Jesus is coming too?
They already came. We know this from the signs. Can I give you some samples of the signs?
Go ahead.
Yeah, in the Hadith, it is stated, for example, by our Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, that occupation of the Afghanistan, as you know, this happened in 1980. Iran-Iraq war, this happened in 1980. And sun and moon eclipses in the month of Ramadan, two following years. This happened in 1981, 1982, two following years. Mm-hmm. A bloody attack to the Kaaba, this happened in the first time in the history of life in 1980. That was the first day of Hijrah 1400, the beginning of the end times. And also, Lulin Comet, Hali Comet, economic crisis, and the uprising in the Muslim countries, occupation of the Azerbaijan, more than 200 signs, they all came to be true, fulfilled. And these are compatible with the evidences given in the Torah. So the King Messiah of Torah is the same person with the Mahdi. And return of Jesus, also given the same signs for return of Jesus. So return Jesus, peace be upon him, must be alive right now. How do we understand that? Yes.
So is it the Mahdi that's here, or is it Jesus, or both of them?
Both of them, they are alive. Must
okay,
be alive before...
are they, do they know about each other? Are they talking to each other?
No, because the first part of his activities, Jesus will do it secretly. But however, Mahdi will do it openly. The physical signs is given by our prophet. Yeah. And I can give you some examples of his physical signs, can I?
Sure.
Okay, the physical signs of Mahdi is described with black hair, black beard, green eyes, slightly slanted green eyes. He has broad shoulders, white brow, and he has a mole on his cheek, which is a light-colored mole, broad shoulders, broad belly, broad thighs, medium stature. And he will be doing his activities in the city of Istanbul, and he will be a descendant of our prophet, a Sayyid, called a Sayyid. Mm-hmm. So he will, for example, he will destroy Darwinism and materialism worldwide and establish the Turkish Islamic Union. And Jesus, peace be upon him, his physical signs is also given by our prophet. So the physical signs of our Jesus, peace be upon him, is he will have long hair, which is coming up to his shoulders, with the color of chestnut to gold, and a beard the same color. He has freckles in his face, very small, nice nose, and gray eyes.
Who's that, Jesus?
Yeah, Jesus, peace be upon him. Mm. And he will have broad shoulders, but he will be athletic. He will not be have a broad belly like Mahdi alayhi salam has. Mm. And they will be active, but he will do his activities secretly at the beginning. Okay. First, at the beginning, people will be against Mahdi. How do we understand that? The number of his group will be at 313, a small group. So he will be slandered. He will be put in the jails, we understand from the hadiths, and people will against him. That's the reason why he will have such a small group. But after that, after a work activities over about 40 years, mm-hmm. Said Nursi says, the great Islamic scholar Said Nursi mm-hmm. says, entire world will love him, and the Islamic morality, the religious morality will prevail the entire world. And Jesus, peace be upon him, will the vizier of the Mahdi alayhi salam. That means they will pray together, and Mahdi will push Jesus, peace be upon him, from his shoulders. Jesus will push Mahdi from his shoulders to make the imam. Imam means the spiritual leader of the world, entire world. Mm. There will be real democracy in the entire world. And there will be science, progress in the science, technology, and arts like it has never been seen before.
And then what?
And Mahdi will stop the bloodshed. God promises in the Quran that religion will prevail the entire world. That is a destiny. This will definitely happen. For example, God wanted Darwinism and materialism prevail the world in the 20th century. Darwinism controlled 99% of the world. That was the system of Antichrist. And that caused first World War I, World War II, 350 million people were killed because of these irreligious philosophies. Communism, fascism, racism, violence, and terrorism has emerged. Billion people were injured. Cities were destroyed. Now, God wants the religion to prevail the world, and he will do it. Jews are people of the book, and Christians also. The rabbis who we know actually see Muslims, regard Muslims as Binai Noah. So they agree with the Quran, and they accept our prophet as a prophet. And can I read a verse to you from the Quran?
Sure.
Okay. I seek refuge in Allah from a cursed Satan. Allah says, they are not all the same. These are the people of the book Allah is talking about. There is a community among the people of the book who are upright. They recite the signs of Allah throughout the night, and they prostrate. They believe in Allah and the last day, enjoin the right and forbid the wrong, and compete in doing good. They are among the righteous. You will not be denied the reward for any good thing you do. And Allah knows those who guard against evil. So Allah says they are not all the same. There are sincere believers among the people of of the world. Mr. Adnan Oktar once, Jews to be more religious, Christians to be more religious, and Muslims to be more religious. But if they convert, of course, fine, we like that. But if they not, we want them to be more religious. I know the majority has been atheists in Israel, in many other countries, because of Darwinism and materialism. That's the reason why we struggle against Darwinism and materialism. To say somebody Mahdi is unlawful, because that means he will be innocent and he will go to paradise. But we cannot know, since we cannot know that, only God knows that, it will be haram, unlawful. Mehdi is not a person to be claimed or can be done with struggle or worse.
So tell me, well, you know what? Unfortunately, doctor, we only have time to say thank you very much. You know, we should have you back here soon so we can continue with this. But unfortunately...
I hope so. We love the Americans. We love and respect you very much. And I believe in mostly 10 years, the happiness will prevail the world. Good days are coming. These are the glad tidings.
Very good. Thank you, doctor. We'll be right back.